It's gone over. The rain is suiting Limerick. It's absolutely bucketing down. The breeze is blowing a gale. And Limerick are hurling a storm. They're one ahead, 15-1-11.
People do ask me what you think about when you're running. I could be thinking about anything. I could be focusing or just totally zoning out. You're running in the moment. I know I'm never going to be perfect, but I keep striving to be perfect.
I always knew I was going to win an All-Ireland medal with Limerick. Which was a reality I had in my head, that I was going to win an All-Ireland.
My Munster would win the fight as well.
Before there was City of Culture, the signs on the roads into Limerick said, Limerick, City of Sport.
Okay, right, it doesn't matter how big he is. Right, before he starts running, we can tackle him.
Doesn't really matter what size they're, as long as you can have confidence to go in.
Okay, crouch, touch, pause, engage, hold the push, hold it. Good, good, Jack, penalty here. It's crucial that we hold our feet, okay, and the best way to hold our feet is to put our leg over him, okay, and maybe you could have put your leg over that time, I think you could, okay, put your leg over, let your knee and your hip support you, and to protect you as well. And just pick the ball, and if he doesn't release it, then we have a penalty. Okay.
But I'm having a tug of war, five against five, and just three pulls. Whoever gets the mark that's on the rope past the white peg, first to three. It's a grudge match, oh yeah. Good team is a good anchor man and a good first man. And they get well dug in.
And away we go. Oh, there's a bit of a pull going on. Oh, yes.
There's a no contest there. The effing boys won that one very handy.
I'm 13 or 14 and I'm on the popular side of the Markets Field. And Waterford United are up, and they have their usual kind of main-looking faces on them. And we're probably going to bait them out of the park. And on hand is our manager. And these are the last glory days we're going to have for a very, very, very long time.
I'm okay now. For the past 4 miles, I wasn't okay. But I feel like collapsing, I think, a bit faint. It's just, I found it very warm. And stitches crossed my stomach when I was going through from the second mile onwards. And I made it very hard to try and push it. Oh, you feel great now. Actually, I'm just completely just chilled out right now. The adrenaline has relaxed me now.
Dennis, come on. No bother, just have one little small challenge before we start. Then I can go on, right? No bother, you know your stuff. John Hennessy, you were coming good the other night. You were beginning to get in and tackle. I like that. I just want to see more of that. That's the simplest thing this evening. The simplest things are the most important things this evening. With that rain and all that. Who haven't gloves? Hands up. Important lads, you should have gloves to play football in Ireland. We want to put effort now, lads, out from the start, and let's get going.
Come on,
I just think of the men that used to stand out in the rain, in a mucky field, you know, marking out the corners we had to turn. Like, we didn't even have, we were in a field with no fencing or whatever, so somebody was the turning point.
And Tormund Park, has become a symbol of all that is best in Limerick. Not just all that is best in rugby, but all that is best in Limerick. I'm very proud to say, you know, of all the teams who have come here, they've always got a huge welcome. All the fans, they speak very, very highly of the hospitality of the people of Limerick, about the love of rugby and the passion for the game.
Nail-biting stuff. Oh, gee. Come on, Munster!
I think that's what puts off most of the kickers when they come to Thurman Park, the silence.
So I'm 16 years old and my father's let me take the day off school to go with him out to Thomond Park to see the All Blacks playing Munster. I'm on the West Terrace and we have about 3 bars of chocolate, 2 Cadbury's Dairy Milk and 1 whole nut between us to get through the afternoon.
Come on, Munster!
And I'm saying that Munster are going to beat the All Blacks and all the men are laughing at me. And then I was right. Myself and my friend went into the Galleon Grill on O'Connell Street that evening and we had buns and coffee to celebrate Munster beating the All Blacks.
Club and parish rivalries are as fierce as the support that unites Limerick behind Munster and the county's Gaelic teams. And all sports people, past, present and those just starting out, their families and friends share in the one passion, the pleasure and the pain.
Tight towards this near sideline. Richie McCarthy has it, gets it well blocked down, back as far as Gavin O'Mahony. Now to Richie McCarthy again on the 21-yard line. Back to Nick.
I was part of a family tradition that had played hurling. My father played with Limerick in the 30s and he won All Ireland. And we just automatically followed on from there. And when you go out then, you're representing your family, you're representing your club and you're representing your county, and it's a tremendous sense of pride.
And are Limerick about to end a 41-year hoodoo at Seppel Stadium in Perlis? Barry Kelly looks at the watch.
Limerick City is really a parish, a big parish. And everybody seems to know everybody else. And like, you grew up with all of the sports.
And by a single solitary point, and this will put two between them, and this will be a monumental victory. Seamus Hickey, it's been 41 years since we won in Perlis. It's over! It's over, Brian Geary! It's over! 280-216! And confined joy in Seppel Stadium in Perlis, and Limerick have beaten Tipperary. Second time off to Richie McCarthy, needs to fly it in. Richie does that. Shane Dowling puts up his hand. Kilkenny gather it though and bring it away. There's the final whistle. Kilkenny are into the All Ireland final. Limerick beaten 213-17 points. What an effort from this Limerick team! But it's Kilkenny that advance to the All Ireland final by 2 points.
The Munster Supporters Choir in the pitch at Thomond Park in Limerick ends that second episode in our series As It Lives and Breathes. The series was specially commissioned by RT Lyric FM and Limerick's Live 95 FM to mark Limerick City of Culture 2014. As It Lives and Breathes was written and produced by Dermot McIntyre, Mairead O'Connor and Mary MacDonald of Grey Heron Media, and it was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.